Now turn to page 2 of the data file. Good afternoon, everybody. I would like to start the briefing now. Please take a seat so that we can begin. There are still some seats up at the front. There should be 15 seats, enough for everyone. My name is Brad Young. I am the Commissioner of the Hong Kong Junior Sports Association. The purpose of this briefing is to tell you about the Hong Kong-Britain Junior Badminton Competition, which will be held near London. With me today is the Commissioner of the British Junior Sports Association, Jane Churchill. Ms. Churchill will be telling us about the arrangements she has made for the Hong Kong team while they are in Britain. Welcome to Hong Kong, Ms. Churchill.
Thank you very much. It's nice to be back.
Most of you know something about the competition. However, we have one or two reporters with us today. Since they are probably not familiar with it, I would like to say a few words about the history and goals of the event. The Hong Kong-Britain Junior Badminton Competition is an annual event. It has been held once a year for the past 5 years. During the 5 years the competition has been held, it has successfully achieved its goals. What are the goals? Well, the most important reason for holding the competition is to give the best junior players from Hong Kong and Britain a chance to play each other. This is one of only two events that allow the best young players from Hong Kong and Britain to compete. Of course, the goal is not simply competition. It's not simply to see who is the best. An equally important goal is to give players an opportunity to learn from each other. Many players have told me that the competition has been a great success. For athletes, it is essential to compete against the best opponents. It is the only way they can continually learn more badminton skills. The Hong Kong players also like the competition because it gives them a chance to visit London. This is also one of the reasons that the competition is held. We hope that in the near future there will be a competition held in Hong Kong so that British players can visit Hong Kong. However, at present, the British coach believes that holding the competition in Britain is more convenient. The Hong Kong team is certainly looking forward to visiting London. Most of the team members have never been. I think that gives you some idea about the history and goals of the event. I think we should now talk about this year's competition. I will let Miss Churchill tell you about the arrangements in Britain, but before I do, I want to mention two important dates. The first is the departure date for the Hong Kong team. The team will leave Hong Kong on the 1st of August. After arriving, they will have some time to rest because the first day of the competition isn't until the 3rd of August. I'm very excited about this year's event. Every year I look forward to taking part because the British audience is very enthusiastic and very friendly. Please welcome Miss Churchill again. Let's show her that we can be enthusiastic and friendly too.
Thank you very much, Mr. Young. Good afternoon, everyone. As Mr. Young mentioned, I am the Commissioner of the British Junior Sports Association. My name is Jane Churchill. I am responsible for the planning of the competition. I am happy to say that most of the arrangements for the Hong Kong team have been made. I would like to give you some of the details, in particular about the accommodation and activities. We have arranged some very nice accommodation for the Hong Kong team this year. Since one of the goals of the competition is to let the Hong Kong players visit London, we have chosen a hotel near London. The hotel is located in a safe neighborhood, and it is near the gym where the team will play. This means that the Hong Kong team can visit London and get to the gym very easily and safely. I think that the players will like the hotel because it has a swimming pool and a games room. I think that the activities that we have scheduled are the best that we've ever had. In previous years, the competition schedule was not as well arranged as this year, so the Hong Kong team only got to see London for a few hours at a time. This year, we have worked out a much more compact schedule. The result is that players will have more time to rest between matches and do other activities while they are there. First, the players will take a tour of London. Coach Cao told me that he didn't know London well enough to show players around himself. Therefore, we have arranged a very nice tour. It will take players to all of the most famous places in the city. Originally, the tour was going to include a brief visit to the British Museum. However, some players have told me that they are quite interested in spending more time at the museum. I must say that I was surprised and happy to hear that young people are interested in museums. Therefore, the Hong Kong team will visit the British Museum as a separate activity. The Hong Kong team will also see a play while they are in London. London is famous for its museums and its theatre plays. I think that the badminton team will enjoy the British Museum and the play that we have selected for them. In addition to these more cultural activities, we have also arranged for the badminton team to watch some sports matches while they are in Britain. First, the team will watch a professional tennis match. I am sure that most badminton players are interested in other racket sports, so they will probably enjoy watching a professional tennis match. Second, the team will watch a professional badminton match.
Excuse me, Miss Churchill. May I ask a question?
Certainly.
The activities you have planned sound very interesting and fun. I particularly like the idea of seeing a play and watching professional badminton and tennis. But I'm wondering if we will have time to do all of the activities. It seems like a lot to do, and I don't want my players to be too tired.
I understand. But this year the competition schedule has been planned very carefully to save time. In addition, I selected the activities because they fit in perfectly with the competition schedule. The American junior tennis team recently visited Britain. I arranged a similar number of activities for them, and none of the players complained that it was too much to do. They went to see two plays and one professional tennis match, as well as visiting the British Museum and going on a tour. Nobody complained about being tired.
That's good to hear. It sounds like you have planned the activities very carefully.
Miss Churchill, may I ask a question too?
Of course.
I am one of the players on the Hong Kong team. I would like to know a bit about the meals that we will have while we're staying in Britain. In particular, where we will be eating.
Well, for convenience, the Hong Kong team will be eating mostly at the hotel. There will also be two dinners in London.
Will we be eating with the British team?
Well, you will be having two lunches with the British team. I hope that eating in London two times is enough.
That sounds like fun. I would love to have dinner in London. And it will be fun to have lunch with the British team members. I'm sure that the meals in the hotel will be good too.
I think they will be. Are there any other questions? I think I've given you all the information about accommodation and activities. If there are no further questions, I think we can end the briefing now. I look forward to seeing the Hong Kong team in Britain.
Thank you very much, Miss Churchill. It sounds like it will be a wonderful trip. Before everyone leaves, I would like to remind the players who are here today to bring two items with them to Britain. Every year we present the British team with some items to thank them for being such friendly hosts. This year, each member of the Hong Kong team should bring the shirt from their white uniform and a gift. After the competition, each player will give the shirt from their white uniform and a gift to one of the British team members. This is an important tradition in sporting competitions, so please don't forget. Let's make this competition the best ever. That's the end of the listening component of this test. Put down your pencil. You will need to use a pen for the tasks in Part B.